Hello and welcome to Carlson and Chill. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Courtney.
And this is the podcast you've been waiting for.
We're here.
And we're ready.
We're ready.
All right, Courtney. How has your week been?
It's been pretty good. Not too much going on.
I doubt that, and we'll get into that very soon.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Someone's already forgotten.
Oh, we've had a crazy beginning to the week.
Absolutely. So, anything exciting between last week and this week?
Not much. I went to the gym today with Andrew's mom. She's my workout buddy, so we got to do that because I haven't been able to go for a while. And then I got called into work at 1, so I went into the tea room and I did some kitchen work. And then just a bunch of decluttering and making food and all the good stuff.
Yeah, I went walking with a friend this weekend. We walked around a neighborhood, and that was really fun. It was a very last-minute invitation, but I really appreciated it, and it was nice to get out. It was pretty much the only nice day we've had this last week. It's been raining for 2 days straight.
Yeah, like crazy. Didn't it rain as soon as you got back home?
It did, yes. Yeah, when I got home, it did start raining, and then I was like, all right, it's a rainy day. Let's just relax for the rest of today. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did.
Yep, pretty much. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Speaking of your friend, that same friend messaged me on Facebook because I had listed some of Andrew's old clothes. We went through clothes and he had a ton of them. So we're getting rid of the old ones or ones that didn't fit anymore. And yeah. I listed them on Facebook Marketplace. And his friend sent me a message and he said, are you selling all of Andrew's clothes? Because I put like 60 shirts on there. He said, are you selling all of Andrew's clothes? What is he going to wear? And I sent him back a message and I said, you wouldn't believe it, but that's not even half of them.
No, they just don't fit anymore. And I really needed to go through and just really weed out all of those shirts. It, like, a lot of them shrunk and I don't know why.
Why are clothes so hard to get rid of?
Because we hold memories with them.
I feel like a lot of people have that problem.
Yeah. I've basically realized that if it doesn't fit and if it's not comfy, then I just don't really need it anymore.
Yeah, so it's time to clean.
I think we should just get right into it. Mm-hmm. We experienced... So, going off of last episode, we talked about our good neighbors.
Yep, our great neighbors.
Boy, oh boy, do we have a story for you. So, Sunday night. Our Sunday was a little off. It just felt like an off Sunday.
It did. It just like... The flow of the day was weird. Yeah, it just felt a little off.
We went to service Sunday morning, and there was a technical difficulty with the projector screen and the audio from the stream. So the campus pastor had to come in and say, hey guys, I know you don't want to listen to this for the next half hour, so I'll take care of it.
Yeah, and he did a great job.
He did a good job. That was not fun to listen to. That audio was
there was whack. So much like crackling and like white noise. It was bad.
It sounded like a robot came through. It was really weird.
I liked that. Do it again.
A robot.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I am a robot.
So, yeah, our Sunday was very weird. And then,
we went to young adult night, and we didn't realize it was just a game night.
Oh, yeah. So Andrew didn't get to bring any of his games.
And I always bring my games.
We have literally like a bajillion and five games.
At least a bajillion. We still had fun. They had musical chairs and rock, paper, scissors, which I dominated the last time we played it there. Oh, and yeah. This time we just lost immediately. Yeah.
He lost to me immediately.
Courtney beat me. Cut that audio out and clip it.
No, Andrew.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
It's not. But we got to see some old friends, some new friends. We got to play blackjack. And that was fun. But we didn't have anything to bet with. So it was just playing 21. And yeah, that was it.
It was still fun.
It was fun. So remember when I said we have a story for you and then we really didn't tell that story? Well, now... You're getting the story.
Now Andrew's going to tell the story, and I'm just going to interject.
So it was Sunday night.
We're sound asleep peacefully in our beds.
That was me sleeping.
Andrew snores way louder than that.
That was a dramatization. So Courtney and I are sound asleep. And
I'm getting anxiety just like.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I hope you guys are ready. So Courtney and I are sound asleep. And at 1 a.m., there is a banging on our screen door.
And I instantly like opened up my eyes and I was like, is that our house? And I looked over at Andrew and I said that. And I was like, is that banging on our house?
And I said, I think it is. And then the banging happens again. And it's like crazy loud. And I get out of the bed and I grab my trusty aluminum bat that I keep by my bedside.
And we don't live in like the best neighborhood. It's not horrible, but it's not the greatest.
It's pretty low.
And it's so pretty low tier. When you hear banging on your house at 1 o'clock in the morning, you don't picture anything good.
No. Sometimes it can be the wind moving the door because our doors don't latch too good, but this was a person banging on the screen.
Yeah.
So I grab my bat and grasp it within my fist, and I peek out the blinds, and I notice these little dim red lights moving amongst the darkness.
Well, and I was scared because, well, first of all, it took Andrew a second to get out of bed, which, I mean, we were in dead sleep. And then I came out into the living room and someone was shining a flashlight into the front windows.
Yeah, there were flashlights being shined into our house.
And so I immediately thought, oh my gosh, this is it. We're being robbed. Someone's trying to break into the house. I was freaking out.
And so I experienced what most people know as fight or flight. And I turned on fight mode. I was like, all right, this is it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. But as I went to open the front door, we heard a shout saying, police, open up. And so I opened up the door. And immediately there were three cops on our porch.
Yeah, scary.
Immediately the first one called out and said, sir, I need you to put down your bat.
Yeah, I thought he was going to like tase Andrew.
In my days of just having been woke up and in fight mode, I was still grasping the bat and facing this officer. Side note, also, must point out, I did not put on any clothes more so than what I had on already, which was just a pair of boxers.
Andrew was in his boxers and opened up the door to three police officers.
Holding an aluminum baseball bat.
That is the only funny part of this story.
And they were taken aback.
I thought he was going to grab a blanket because we have blankets on the couch right next to the door. I thought he was going to grab a blanket and put it around him, but he just straight up grabbed the bat, unlocked the door, and opened it wide.
Listen, I was still in a daze. It was almost like I couldn't comprehend if it was a dream or just what was even going on, but I just didn't care at that point because we will go into detail, but this hasn't been the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
But for this type of situation, this has been the first time that three cops just on our porch. And so after being instructed to lower my weapon, I did so because I did not want to rattle the cops up any more than I needed to. And they said, is Adam home? And I said, what? They said, does Adam live in this residence? And I said, no. And they said, do you know of anyone named Adam? And I said, no.
And I'm just like right behind Andrew, just peeking over his shoulder.
They said, what's your name, sir? And I said, Andrew. And then Courtney's like, I'm Courtney.
No, he asked me what my name was.
And then it's like, sir, how long have you lived here? And I said, 8 years. And they're like, oh, so you've been here a while. And I said, yeah. Yeah, I don't know of any Adams at all. He's like, might you have had any ex-girlfriends that know an Adam? It's like, I've only ever dated my wife, so the answer is no. And then I explained, like, I knew our neighbors. We have next door neighbors that are good. They're great people.
Yeah,
they're super nice. They mow our yard.
We bake them bread.
They give us egg cartons for when we had chickens. We gave them eggs.
And they still give us egg cartons.
They still give us egg cartons, but we don't have chickens anymore. And it's like, all right, well, what are we going to do with all these egg cartons? But I said, the neighbors that are behind you, which are our closest neighbors, they're the ones that you probably want to suss out because they're always smoking weed and they're always doing sketchy stuff.
And I think their address is one number off from ours.
No, it's different. It's not one number off.
The one in between?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a weird number jump from there to here for some reason. I don't know why.
Anyways, yeah, we're like, we don't talk to them because those ones smoke pot and those are alcoholics. So, like, pick which ones.
Yeah, it's either the weed neighbors or the alcoholic neighbors that are always screaming. So I'm like, we don't know an Adam. If that's all, I'm sorry to have caused you any issues. Good night.
Yeah, I told Andrew, I was surprised that they didn't ask for our IDs or anything. I thought they were going to ask to come in for a second because they were looking behind us into our
house.
They were
peeking behind me, but they were probably enamored by my manly figure that they just were distracted and didn't even bother.
Yeah, in all of its glory.
In all of its glory.
Oh, yeah. So then after that, we couldn't go back to sleep. And I was like straight up having a panic attack. I was like, great. Now someone's actually out there going to maybe try to break into our house.
Adam's out there, wherever he might be.
Not fun. It was scary.
Yeah, it was a rough night.
So anyway, someone gave them our address and it obviously wasn't the right address.
Yeah. And they specifically asked, like, is this the address? And I said, yes, this is the address, but no, there's no Adam.
And like Andrew said, that's not the first time it's happened, which is annoying. Like, why are people giving our address out?
No. The Adam they were looking for, they received a call about something that someone should not be doing with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But that Adam is not here.
Nah, he was at a different house. He said, sorry, there's no Adam in here. You can come in and check if you want. But, yeah, so.
And then there was a medical examiner that came up the steps.
Yeah.
And they turned to him and said, he's not here.
He was putting his gloves on.
And he just walked off. But, yeah, he was, like, a medical examiner. So it was, like, four different policemen on our porch at 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was very scary.
What a day.
Oh, what a night.
What a night.
What a night. What a day. So I think that intros into what we're going to be talking about pretty good.
Oh, man.
Do you want to...
Like a good neighbor.
Stay over there.
We're going to talk about crazy neighbor stories.
Yeah, we got some good ones for you guys.
So that was not the only time that the police had come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
When we first got married, we were watching a movie in bed. I'm pretty sure it was on my iPad. There was someone shining a light in our house and
in like our actual bedroom window
in
like
our bedroom
on
window.
Our porch.
Yeah, because that window was open. They received a call about a noise complaint and it's like, we weren't even playing the movie that loud.
Yeah, we're like, we were literally laying in bed watching a movie.
So it might have been Adam,
get it together.
Adam got a noise complaint. But they sent him to our house instead.
Adam, come over here. We'll tell you about Jesus.
Come on, Adam.
Come on.
That one was not as exciting as the baseball bat in my boxer story, but it's just also happened.
Yeah. So we had lots of people write in and tell us some crazy neighbor stories. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to share them with you guys because these are pretty great, Andrew. Andrew hasn't read any of them, but I put them all together.
This is going to be all new to me.
So I'll just act shocked when he reads his, but we're going to take turns reading the stories.
All right, Courtney, start us off.
Oh, I am the first one. I thought it was you.
Nope.
Okay, so this one was sent in by a friend, and it says, when I was 19, I had just gotten married, and my husband and I lived in a small neighborhood that was not in the best part of town. In the house next to us, there was a couple who lived there, along with their young daughter. One night, my husband had gotten a frantic call from the woman saying that there was a ghost in the house and that she needed him to come over right away. This lady turned out to be real crazy. She went on and on about how there was a ghost that lived in the house, pulled out a machete, and started swinging it all around the yard.
What?
Yeah, could you imagine seeing that?
No.
Someone just, like, going ham with a machete in the yard.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course we realized that she was obviously not in her right mind and called the cops. The cops then go on to tell us that if no one is hurt, then there is nothing that they can do about it, which seems crazy. Like, yeah. What do you mean you can't do anything about that? I don't know.
Really?
Apparently. Later on, she also busted out a window in the house and claimed that someone tried to break in, but the police had investigated it and figured out that she was actually the one who did it.
I wonder what that process was like. All right, so the glass was shattered going to the outside and not the inside. So in order for someone to have broken in, it would have had to have been the other way around. Yeah, she did it.
Yeah, I just, like, that's crazy. Obviously something wasn't right.
So what would we call that story? The machete-wielding maniac?
Oh, that's good.
We should title these. So I'm going to read this next one, and this is the first time I'm reading it, so pardon my dust. This story was sent in by our good friend, Skip Willie. Oh, that's not his actual name, but for identity reasons, this is what we know him as, LOL. I'm just saying it as I'm seeing it.
I can tell you who Skip Willie is later.
Okay, well, I'm going to know them as Skip Willie. So Skip Willie had a neighbor in Minnesota who started digging in the lot next door, saying he was looking for gold. He got about 5 feet down before he uncovered his sewage and said, "I've got oil." But it was not oil.
He didn't hit oil.
I hate to tell sewage. It to you, Minnesota Miner. The Minnesota Miner.
Okay, you know what this reminds me of? You know how they go, like the Florida Man?
Florida Man?
Yeah, they're like, Florida Man in Florida, blah, blah, blah. And it's something crazy. This is Minnesota Man.
Minnesota Man.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That was bad.
I know. I can't do accents.
That was real good.
Was it good or bad? I'm getting mixed signals.
It was both. It was a bad accent, but it was good for my soul.
So, what is the official title of this story?
I thought you said the Minnesota Miner.
Well, I don't want to come up with the names, just only.
Okay, how about this? The Minnesota Miner.
I love it. All right, the Minnesota great, right? Miner. All right.
Okay, this one. Oh my gosh, it's real crazy. I couldn't even imagine. So this one, shout out to Bernie. This is from Bernie.
Bernie.
In 2001, the time no one wanted to check on my mother's neighbor, who we later found out was dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Whoa. Parents, you might want to cover the children's ears for this one.
Oh, yeah. Trigger warning for death. Oh,
a little late for that. It's already happened.
It's already happening. We were making bets on who was going to go knock on the door, and none of us would. Mom and Dad were out of town on vacation. This guy was a regular who ordered at the pizza shop that my dad owned because he was single. He didn't order for about 4 days, and there were concerns. My sister said when she took out the trash at Mom and Dad's that there were buzzards flying around the neighbor's house. That's so scary. Ugh. Our mom told us to go over and knock on the door. None of us would. It was during summer and it started to smell.
Oh no.
My mom came home and had a knock at her door. It was a salesperson and he asked if she had seen her neighbor lately because he knocked on the door with no answer and it smelled like someone had died.
I mean, the signs are there.
Yeah. That's when our mom called the police. They had to break into the house and found him on the bathroom floor. He hit his head and had died.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was 2 weeks he had been dead in the house. The house smelled horrible and they had to remove the carpet and the smell still lingered on after that. Could you imagine? I would move.
Yeah. Oh, that must have soaked into the floor so bad.
Oh my, I just like, that's, when I read that story, I was like, oh, that's like insane.
And the tip-off was that he hadn't ordered pizza in a few days.
Yeah, isn't that kind of sad?
It is. It is sad.
He went 2 weeks without anyone knowing. Like, that's so sad. You don't have any family or friends. I just told Andrew when I got this story, I just said, Andrew, I can't wait till you hear this story because it's literally insane. It's insane.
I mean, all right, Bernie, you got us beat. So what's the title of Bernie's Bernie's blog?
Oh, what's the name of it? I'm not good with names.
Say the first thing that comes to your head. 3, 2, 1.
2 week pizza gone wrong.
Past due.
Oh, pizza past due.
Mm.
All right, I gave you two this time because the first one's kind of small. So.
Mm.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
What she said.
Oh. All right.
All right, Andrew, go.
All right. So here is the next story. We had a car parked in front of our house for several days. We called the police, and turns out the car was actually stolen. Came to find out, it was our neighbor's boyfriend who stole his ex-girlfriend's car and parked it in front of our house.
They did them dirty. That neighbor said, I'm going to get back my ex, but I'm going to blame it on the neighbors.
We're going to come up with a better title for that one. That one is...
Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. All right. So here is the next story. I used to live in a small two-bedroom apartment that was part of a very old house that had been renovated. As you can imagine, with older homes, the walls were very thin. Can relate. Shortly after moving in, late at night, after a long day at work, I suddenly hear banging on the adjacent wall of the apartment next to me. Oh. Someone then begins screaming like Satan himself is dragging them to the pits of a cheatable hockey stick.
Oh my gosh.
Just as I thought about calling 911, the wall pounding and screaming suddenly stopped.
Do you think it was the ghost from earlier?
Needless to say, I did not get much sleep that night. The next day, of course, both of the elderly women neighbors sat on their porch and waved goodbye as I headed off to work, like they just hadn't filmed the sequel to The Exorcism in their living room the night before.
So it was old ladies?
That's what it seemed like.
Oh, weird.
A few nights later, I was again awoken to the pounding and screaming. Certain that my neighbor was taking their last earthly breath, I put my ear to the wall to see if I could make any sense of the rambling. If memory serves me right, she mostly said things like, "You can't make me!" and "Who turned on all the lights?"
Oh my gosh.
Once again, disturbance abruptly stopped, and I was left wondering if the demons truly had been exorcised. The next day, I contacted my landlord, who informed me the elderly neighbor took care of her sister, who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and had to be woken nightly to be given her medication. I quickly understood why the apartment was such a steal.
Okay, that's kind of sad. Yes. I didn't read this one all the way through. That's really sad.
This happened on and off for the entire time I lived there, though both neighbors were otherwise pleasant. She soon earned the nickname Crazy Neighbor Lady, or CNL for short. One sunshiny South Florida summer morning, while sitting on her porch, she commented to me what beautiful weather it was. I decided to respond with, "Yeah, nothing like this fresh mountain air." She had a very puzzled look as I walked inside, and as I shut the door behind me, I was happy to accept that if you can't beat them, join them. I hope she told the story every chance she got about her crazy neighbor that she thought lived in the mountains.
So the tables had turned. The crazy neighbor thought their neighbor was crazy. Okay, but could you imagine being woken up in the middle of the night just screaming and banging on your wall? That's worse than the police officers at the door.
Yeah, because that's not someone who's temporarily visiting. That's an ongoing crisis.
And to not know what's going on, that's scary.
I mean, if it came to it, I would have just banged right back and been like, I just freaked out.
He scared Stella so bad.
I just scared the animals.
Oh, look at her. She's sad.
So what do we title this tale of the CNL?
CNL.
CNL.
Crazy neighbor lady. Crazy. Crazy neighbor lady.
This is CNN.
All right. So this next story, I have a couple of them. This is from our friend Anna. Shout out to Anna. What's up, girlfriend?
Anna.
So she sent in a couple of them. She sent me in three. I'm going to read two of them. My neighbor was a creepy older gentleman who would come out of his apartment anytime he heard me come home to see what I was up to. Once when I was babysitting my friend's kids, he saw us come out of the apartment and said, I figured you were having company this week. I saw you carrying in eggs and milk the other day. As though I would never buy eggs and milk for myself.
Like, really?
Also, he had clearly just been watching me bringing groceries through the peephole in the door, which creeped me out even more. A few months later, he suddenly appeared right next to me while I was organizing the trunk of my car and started telling me how busy he had been that day, driving all over this county trying to get his criminal record expunged.
That sounds like a productive day.
I avoided him as much as I could after that.
Oh my god.
For someone to come out and just say that.
Yeah, I'm trying to set my criminal record straight. Good for you. Also, do you have nothing better to do than to watch me put eggs and milk inside my house?
I mean, if it's a creepy old man, could you imagine? Yeah, I was wondering why you're buying eggs and milk. Excuse me, I'm trying to make pancakes.
Yeah, what if I just want to make pancakes? I'm feeling breakfast today.
Oh my gosh, I could not even imagine.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, she had some good ones. This one's also from Anna. It says, one summer in college, I rented an apartment for 3 months while I worked a summer internship. So one random day, I was getting ready for work at 7 a.m. and had my patio door open with the screen door closed to let in some fresh air. I was changing clothes in the bathroom when someone called out to me from my back patio. I hid for a while, but when he didn't go away, I finished changing and went out to see what he wanted. This guy had just seen me in and out of the apartment and wanted to come introduce himself at my open back door.
Perfect timing.
At 7 a.m. on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
He said, I've been watching from my apartment up there and noticed you don't have any furniture.
Oh.
Want me to see if I can get you some? I never left my door open like that again. And no, I did not accept his offer of help finding furniture.
Oh, come on. He just wanted to help you out.
That's scary. He was literally like staring into her apartment.
Just a pro tip. I hate people that do that. I hate people that linger and stay there until they receive a response. Oh my gosh. I hate that with a passion.
Especially when it's a young woman in an apartment and you notice like no one else is with her. Why are you watching her? What are you doing, you weirdo?
Yeah.
Get out.
Red flags.
Red flags. No green ones at all.
The coach throwing that red flag right now.
Oh my god. Gosh, yeah,
penalty.
I don't miss living in an apartment complex whatsoever.
I've never experienced something like that being a guy. Just, I can't even imagine what it is just having some rando come up to you and be like, hey, do you need furniture? I noticed that there's a lack of furniture in your abode.
I noticed you have zero couches. Do you need help finding one? And then I'll invite myself in to watch a movie with you. I could not. Okay. These are crazy.
These are
why are people so weird in this world?
Why is it always the neighbors?
Jesus, come get your children. They be acting a fool.
Jesus knew exactly what he meant when he said, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, because those neighbors, they be spicy.
He knew.
He knew. He knows.
If you don't have neighbors like this, consider it a blessing.
Yeah, if you live in the middle of nowhere, kudos. That's all I want. I don't want anyone to ever talk to me for the rest of my life. I'll be okay.
Wow. What does that say about me?
I love you. You can talk to me.
Okay.
I want you to talk to me.
You just don't want randos.
Ayo. No randos. No thank you. Next.
Listen, if you're not taking my order or...
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I've just never really been a people person. I don't know. I'm just very awkward. And then when you don't know someone and they're a stranger, they're awkward, especially when you meet a creepy, awkward person. And I
know it's not really a neighbor story, but there have been people that have come to my parents' house and then have like scammed them and done some really shady stuff.
Really weird.
Yeah. There was a neighbor story told to me the other day when we went and had dinner with our friends the other week. He was telling me about his neighbor who is a hoarder and whose house started burning down, and he was inside of it. And so,
Yeah,
remember that?
Yes.
And he was heading home from work and noticed that there was a pillar of smoke coming from where he lived, and he got really freaked out and panicked. But it turns out it was his next door neighbor's house burning. Because of all the junk inside of it, it was all kindling fuel for the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But the man refused to leave.
Garage. Yeah. Yeah. He was sitting on the couch and refused to leave his stuff. And they're like, no, you need to get out of the house because it's burning down.
Do you want to die? You need to leave.
And he wasn't going to. They had to like legit almost force him out.
Yeah. So that was crazy listening to that. And then he now receives near daily calls from his neighbor.
Asking if he wants stuff.
Yeah, if he wants any of his belongings that he has collected over the years. Oh man, I know I have more neighbor stories I can definitely share. Oh my goodness, I need to share the one.
Okay, share.
Okay, so when we first got married, there was a big storm. Mm-hmm. You could say it was a hurricane, a category 5 hurricane to be exact. Demolished most of the area that we live. Our house managed to survive, except our fence.
Oh, I forgot about this neighbor story. Mm-hmm.
This is the same weed neighbors. So they live next to my fence on the bad side. They had a tree that fell over and dented our fence, and boo-hoo. I mean, at least it wasn't the house, right? Yeah. There was one tree that fell on the fence, and there was another that was being suspended by another tree, and it was hanging in the air.
Mm-hmm.
After assessing the damage that the hurricane had done and realizing that we did not get hit too terribly at all, the neighbor was also out and about, and he noticed that there was some damage to our porch. And he said, hey man, I see that your porch got damaged a little bit. And I said, yeah. Thankfully, that's the only major damage we've had. And he said, yeah, I can help get that repaired for you and get that fixed up and be right as rain.
Yeah, because his palm tree fell on our fence and it hit our lanai.
Yeah.
And he said, we can either go through house insurance or if you want, just give me a couple weeks and I'll fix it up.
Yes. And I said, oh, that sounds great. I really appreciate that. Thank you. That never happened.
No.
That never happened.
Surprise.
So. After the storm was done and the damage had been cleared,
mm-hmm.
like the trees and the branches had all been picked up, that tree that was leaning over our fences was still there. It had not been taken care of.
Another palm tree.
It was a different palm tree that was hovering over our fences, but it was being propped up by another tree from the neighbor behind us,
mm-hmm.
just being suspended in the air. 1 year passes.
One whole year.
An entire year passes, and then suddenly, one day, it falls down. And Courtney messaged me and said, hey, did you notice that the tree finally fell? And I said, oh, it did, didn't it?
It crushed half of our metal link fence, and then we have a back fence.
It's like a white panel fence.
And it's, yeah, a white panel privacy fence, and it took out
a couple panels. This could have been avoided completely, mm-hmm. had they taken care of it and had the tree chopped up and removed.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not do it, and the tree fell and crushed our fence.
Mm-hmm.
Two of our fences.
So then we were mad, because...
Now we had to take care of it.
We gave them a chance the first time, and they said, oh yeah, we'll fix that right up, and they never fixed our porch in a year.
No.
Which was not a big deal. We're like, whatever. But then the fact that they waited... And never did anything about the tree. And then it crushed our fence again in a different spot. It crushed the rest of our fence that was standing and a different one.
Yes.
So now we have to fix two fences.
So it's like, well, okay, I'm going to get this taken care of. So probably not even maybe a week after that happened, I called my dad up and I said, hey, Dad, the neighbor's tree fell on our fence and we need to get it chopped up and taken to the
And run. We couldn't mow our grass because the tree and the fence was laying in the yard.
Yeah, it was covering most of our, what little of our back side yard we have. My dad came over and he brought his chainsaw and brought a wheelbarrow. And we got right to it. We started chopping the thing up. And by we, I mean he, because I do not know how to properly use a chainsaw. But
Andrew and I carried the stumps to the road.
Yeah, we took the stumps to the road using the wheelbarrow. And my dad chopped it up a little bit at a time and started clearing it out. Suddenly.
When it's almost done.
When the tree cutting process had almost been completed, lo and behold. The same neighbor who we have realized now that he is like the landlord of the adjacent house and he must have been checking up on it or something. I don't know. And I don't care. But he managed to plop out of the house and check up on what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he rummages over and he goes, Oh man, sorry about that. I was going to take care of that today. Wouldn't you know? And I said, yeah, you were. And he's like, yeah, it's crazy. I was going to get this taken care of. I'm going to make sure that the fence gets right as rain. And I said, yeah, you said that you would help me fix my porch after your tree damaged it. And that didn't happen either, did it? And he said, no. And here's what I told him. So I looked him square in the eye. Don't worry, this is take 30. So I looked him square in the eye and I said, sir, I do not trust you. I do not respect you. So I am going to get this taken care of in an hour when you could have done it over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And in typical Courtney fashion, I was hiding on the other side of the shed and I was in my head going, yeah, you go, Andrew.
And my dad was repairing the chain for the chainsaw, got gummed up. So he was getting that fixed and he was sitting behind me and he was like, that's my boy.
And Andrew, I was proud too, because Andrew doesn't like.
I do not confront.
He does. Yeah. We both don't like confrontation whatsoever. We avoid it at all costs.
But that,
I was proud of him.
That was my boiling point, because that was so infuriating to be like, oh yeah, I was going to fix it today. And it's like, really, you were going to fix it today, mm-hmm. a year after the storm had hit and it finally fell.
And let us also preface that Andrew was not mean during this encounter.
I was not. I did not raise my voice at all.
No, he didn't. He was very, like, calm. He said it very, like, quietly. And he didn't say it rudely. He was like, giving him straight facts. Because, yeah, after that, the fence, the neighbor did finally stand the fence up. They didn't fix it. They just stood it up.
Several weeks after that.
But it took a while for them to... And then our other fence is still broken. We have to get it fixed.
Yes. The panel one is still in need of repair.
But...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Our neighbors. There's something else.
But that... I call that my mic drop moment. And I love telling that story so much. Just because it just felt good. Like, to be able to finally... say it straight and not in a mean way, not yelling, but just say, hey, you messed up. And if you don't want to own up to it, that's fine with me, but I'm going to take care of it.
That really buttered your buns.
That really grinds my gears.
I wish you guys well-behaved neighbors.
We wish you the best neighbors.
And not crazy ones.
Please don't.
Thank you guys for sending in all your stories.
Yeah, it was awesome to hear your guys' stories and for you to send in your crazy neighbor stories. We're going to do that more often.
Yeah, let us know if you liked this.
We know it was a last minute request, but it was also a last minute kind of thing that happened to us. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, let us know if you kind of liked this story reading and we'll do more of them. Comment, let us know.
Yeah. Also, we did mention earlier that we used to have chickens.
Mm-hmm. We had four of them.
We had four good old chickens. That's how you get eggs.
We had two white ones, an orange one, and a black one. I didn't like the black one.
The black one was very mean. And it never laid any eggs either, so it was just a waste of
space. Yeah, it was. It was mean and it didn't give us eggs.
So, the main reason why we don't have chickens anymore is because of our neighbors.
Yeah, it's sad. I do miss them.
My aunt was able to take them in, and they have a great home now, so we're really happy for them.
They are living their best life. She buys them, like, lavender bedding. So they like have a soothing egg laying process.
Oh my gosh.
And they have a cow friend that they follow around.
I want a cow friend.
They're like obsessed.
They can free roam. They were not able to free roam at our house.
Yeah, we had a pretty good like pen set up, but it kept breaking from all the Florida rain and
yeah, completely collapsed. And
I just had a mini stroke right there. Did you hear it?
No.
Well, good. But yeah, that's sad. I miss them.
Yeah.
Anyways, neighbors.
They're in a better place, like a good neighbor. So, Courtney, do you have any recommendations to leave us off with? That's what we've decided to reformat this last part of the podcast, because we're like, what have you been up to is both at the beginning and the end.
Yeah, we banter at the beginning. That's literally what it's in the layout as, banter.
Yeah. But it's like doing the same thing twice. But the last ones have been more recommendations. So that's what we're going to call it. So, Courtney, do you have any recommendations for this week?
Yeah, before I forget, here's my little Trader Joe's snippet. I had these mini cilantro wontons. They're cilantro and something wontons. They come in a green bag. They are delicious, and I'm doing Weight Watchers right now, and you can have 8 of them for 3 points, and it's, like, amazing. It's so good. I did, like, a little egg bowl and a roll situation, and I made those wontons on the side.
Say that again, but backwards. You said egg bowl and a roll.
Oh, dang, I do that every time.
You do.
I made this little egg roll in a bowl situation, and I had the wontons on the side. It was very good. I dipped them in some teriyaki sauce. Fantastic.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah, it was really good. Anyways, so that was the Trader Joe's find for the week. I am still reading Lessons in Chemistry. Fun fact, I have not read a single page since the last time I recommended
this. So you are technically still reading.
I'm still technically reading. I just haven't had any time, and it makes me sad. I like to listen to audiobooks more because I like to stay busy, and so I listen to audiobooks while I like do the dishes or I'm folding laundry or any of that good stuff. But it's hard for me to find time to sit down and actually read the book.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm struggling with right now. It is a good book, but I'm still only on page like 28. I'm trying to get further.
Yeah.
And then I'm not really watching anything, but I am waiting for the next half of Bridgerton to come out, season 3. And it goes out tomorrow.
Ooh,
so you know what I'm doing tomorrow?
From the day that we're recording this, by the way.
Yes, from the day that we're recording. So, I get to watch it tomorrow.
All right.
Yay! I'm excited. Can't wait. Andrew, what about you?
So, we found out on Sunday that one of the pastors in our church wrote a book.
Yeah, I was so surprised.
And so, you can read it right now on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to check out Angie Jeffcoat's new book, Giant Killers, Conquering Inner Battles with God's Empowering Identity. Check it out on Amazon. It's on Kindle, and you can buy it paperback. But we're definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, we're going to buy it and either read it together or read it separately. We're going to read it. But yeah, it looks really interesting. And Pastor Andrea is so awesome. She's like my favorite person.
Yeah, so I'm excited to read that book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be super awesome.
And other than that, just been talking with my friend in Indiana, and he's been listening to our podcast, and now he wants to start a podcast with me.
We're so cool. We're influencing others to do their own thing.
Hey, guess what, guys? It's pretty easy. You just need a microphone, a slightly quiet setting, and an hour of free time.
It's pretty easy. Get your significant other to do everything for you. You just talk into a mic.
And if you're single, buy a pizza and make sure you let someone know.
Oh, no. That's so sad. That got real dark real fast. Man. Oh, no. And I love pizza. I'm going to
Don't.
I'm never going to eat pizza the same way now, knowing that story.
Pizza will never be the same.
Which is probably good, because I need to lay off the pizza.
You don't need to be eating pizza. Pizza is good, but it's not good for you.
I love it.
I know you do.
I want pizza.
I know you do, baby. But you can't have it.
All right, fine.
All right, Courtney.
That was so abrupt.
Oh, man.
We just want to take the time to tell you guys thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate all your support.
We really do.
Andrew's just copying me.
No, I'm not.
Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
I can't with this man. Okay. I'm trying to tell people how great they are. I know. I just want to take this time to tell you guys thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
We really appreciate it. If you don't know, you can listen to our podcast on Spotify.
And Amazon Music.
And Apple Music.
Apple Podcast. And iHeartRadio.
YouTube.
And Pandora.
Pandora, all the things. So if you like it, like, comment, subscribe on any listening platform.
It does help us out.
It does. And we really appreciate it.
And the thing that helps us out the most is just by telling someone about it.
Yeah, share it with a friend.
Let someone know that there's a faith-based podcast that's family-friendly and funny.
Yeah.
And if you don't think we're funny, then maybe you're the one that's not funny.
We're great.
We're hilarious.
I don't know why I paused.
You did. You hesitated.
But anyways, we just wanted to take the time to say thank you to you guys, because without you, we wouldn't be doing this.
Nah, we would still be doing it.
We would still be doing it.
I would say, honestly, this has been my favorite date this year, baby.
It's been so much fun.
I've really enjoyed doing it.
I mean, don't you enjoy doing everything with me?
I will say, though, after editing the last episode...
Oh my gosh.
We're using a different format for uploading the video, but I'll find a way. Maybe I'll make an account on X where I can post pictures, but the timeline of that footage, oh my gosh.
There were like a million different splices in the video.
So it takes a bit of time to get these things up, and I do try to work my best to get rid of all the ums and the ands and the e's and the oohs and all the awkward pauses and bumps and thumps.
Bumps and thumps in the road.
Yeah. But thank you for listening.
Thanks for being you. Back to the podcast.
All right, Courtney, leave us off with something meaningful.
This is what I have for you guys today. You matter, and the world is a better place because you're in it. So whoever needed to hear that today, you matter.
Nailed it.
Oh, did you hear that? That's my nostril. Ew.
The cops are back!